But we didn't lose faith.
All right, it is 7:47 p.m. We're waiting at you. Right. And yes, but that's the question. Okay, we press again. It is now 7:49 p.m. We are out of executive session. Are there any actions from executive session? Hearing nothing, then we will return to agenda. The next item up is the abandoned nuisance property update for those properties that have been designated by the council for ordinance as abandoned or nuisance areas to clean up. Joan property we just discussed in the executive session. So next item is the former Ritchie property. William Paulson, representing Paulson Park LLC, the owner is here. Do you have any updates for us? You said you had some things working.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? I didn't catch
that. So as the owner of what's still being termed as the Ritchie property, Paulson Park LLC, you're the representative. Do you have any updates? You stated before that you were working on some things to clean it up.
I've said what I've said through email to you people, and I can't be any more clear of what my actions are going to be moving forward. I tried to tell you before that it's going to be renovated and cleaned up, but that's not good enough for you. And so at this point, I'm just waiting to see what you guys say and do moving forward, and that's going to determine 2026 for me and probably the rest of you.
Okay, there's a couple things. I do have a question for you, and I think this is a county, probably much more of a county issue, but since you're here. The vehicle that's on there that was on the property that old pickup, which clearly wouldn't have been part of the tax deed sale for the property, you know what's going on with that, or did the county give you any information on it?
Whenever you buy a property from the county, everything that's in it or on it, you acquire.
Okay.
Is that bothering you, Scotty?
No, I'm instructed
bothering you.
Who it is. Did they do a title change?
Well, you know that stuff takes time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's in the works?
To my knowledge, yeah.
Okay.
You know, I just got 6 properties in 6 months.
What
are we going to do, guys? Going to fight or what?
So
we're going to go to war?
As you're moving forward, pending your plans, you do require a razzing permit to take those down.
A what?
A razzing permit, a demolition permit.
So you want WAR then? That's what you're saying, right?
Not online, but you can get it electronically. So
you guys are going along with Scotty Boy on this, huh? Larry, Cheryl?
You have anything else?
You asked.
Do you have any other updates for the property?
You're saying that I got to raise everything? Hey, when you put a bolt between these two eyes, that's when that's going to happen. I hope it's you that do it.
So we will move on with that.
Yeah, that's right. We are going to move on. Yeah.
All right.
The next keep an eye on the how much the city spends on this shit. That's all right. You guys want to follow them off a cliff? Fine.
The next item up is to return back to the planning and zoning discussion.
Fuckers. I'm going to see you guys in court, every fucking one of you.
I'd like to record to reflect that Will Paulson.
Metaphorically speaking, litigation. That's what that means. Litigation.
Signal as no. He was exiting.
Litigation. That's what that fucking means. You should know. We'll fuck around. You want to find out? Let's do it. Motherfucker. Scotty Boy, you're done after this year. You're fucking finished.
Also, the fact is that I do not appreciate, and I'm just going to talk for myself, hopefully everybody else, I do not appreciate the language that he has said as he...
Is that the guy that committed extortion? I'm turning your ass into the feds, sweetie, Steve. You're fucked, too.
You can finish your comment.
As far as the language. I appreciate his language as he was exiting the building. You know, to me, it's totally uncalled for. And I'm very, if he's supposed to be a businessman or person, then he needs to act a lot professional. And he's talking and everything.
Okay, and again, as a record, I'll ensure that the record stands in the minutes with the comment from the city attorney regarding the threats of violence. And those are documented. So, moving on to the planning and zoning discussion, the ordinance, we started working on it, it's still out there, but then coming back to planning and zoning committee. So, as far as that, was said before, likely we should and we have a need to have a planning and zoning committee. So given, I do believe it is referenced in our charter. So that is something that we probably need to get stood back up. So again, I'll put the word out from my seat that if you have folks out there that are interested in serving, you can stand up and do that. If they're not, for purposes, particularly if they're concerned about their own safety or their own items, that's maybe something we need. But we can continue as agendas permit to come back to the to that ordinance, because I have been approached by at least one person that I can feel is pretty reputable that has looked at the possibility of a duplex or something. So I certainly would like to get some of that adjustment done for townhouses and some of that kind of stuff, so that we can have that available.
The proposal for that duplex, as long as he's renting it, it's in the location.
Yeah, that is fine. Yeah. If it's a rental, but if it becomes
if somebody wants to sell it,
duplex for sales, yeah. That's I think what we have. Yeah, rental is just a permanent building. Nice to see that. So as of this time, there's pretty quiet in the whole piece there anyway, as far as building. I think we are still waiting on one house. Okay.
Just a quick comment on the zoning committee aspect.
Okay.
I've spoken to several people in town that I think would do a very good job as a volunteer in that capacity. A couple of them flat out said they weren't interested right up, which I respect. Another person was kind of wobbly. And then there was one person I talked to that said that they would be interested, but as long as there was any possibility they would have to interact with Mr. Paulson, they would flat refuse. So that's something that we need to have some kind of a dialogue with whoever we get on the commission or the committee as to what their responsibilities are, so or what they're allowed to do and who they need to put up with. Because I think that would, it's going to send some people away that we could definitely use.
And taking that into account, does our, if they're on a committee, does the scope of employment affect them for any possible lawsuits if they were a volunteer and on the committee?
That, I'll jump in before Bo comes in. So if they're a member of the board, you obviously approve that. I recommend that they're a member of the board, and that's they are pseudo a part of this.
Okay.
And they can actually they would be depending upon the type of the board, all the aspects of government, all those laws in place apply to them. But again, I recommend you approve them.
And so as far as their actions as a planning and zoning committee are covered simultaneously with the city's actions, so that's covered. As a planning and zoning committee, they would hold public meetings. They would be the first level of adjudication for variances, zoning changes, for conditional use permits. So if someone wants to use a property that's not specifically listed and it's not rubber stamped, then they would start with the planning and zoning committee. There would be a hearing in front of the planning and zoning committee. Then that planning and zoning committee would come to the board's judgment for you guys and make a recommendation that you to approve. And so I cannot guarantee that there would be no interaction with any particular members of the
any other questions or any discussion on that item? We kind of went off. I think we can get back to bring it back into the next year as the agenda allows, and get back in to start reviewing some of that. At least, if nothing else, for our own purposes, to get a better understanding amongst ourselves of what our planning and zoning ordinances are. Building so that we know better. There's a decent amount of gray area which in there, which is good. We just need to. Okay, next up. We got a couple things. Special event malt beverage license for Norms for the Mike Durfee State Prison employee Christmas party. For this building. That is in your packet. The requested date is January 17th, which is a Saturday. Starting at 4, they've requested 4 p.m. to 2 a.m., although I don't think they're quite that late for cleanup or whatnot. So is there any action on that, especially that small beverage license?
I make the motion to approve Norm's special event beverage license for the prison Christmas party.
Okay. So Cheryl's made the motion, Caitlin seconded to approve the Norm special event malt beverage license for the prison Christmas party as presented. Any other questions or discussions?
I thought Carol wanted to say something or
Carol, did you have something that you would like to say regarding that malt beverage license?
No.
Okay. Other than you'll attend. Okay. Hearing no other comments or discussion, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. So that one passed, and that's approved. The next one is for special event malt beverage license for Norm's Bond Home After Prom fundraiser. That again is at this building, February 7th. It's 2 p.m. to 12 a.m. This is a fundraiser. This particular time, which I think may be the first time, at least in a long time, that it's one of the events in Springfield. Again, that's Saturday. That's Saturday. Yep, in this building. So, is there any action on that particular malt beverage license?
I'll make a motion to approve Norm's special event malt beverage license for the Bonhomme After Prom fundraiser as presented.
Second?
I'll second that.
Okay, so Steve's made the motion and Larry has seconded to approve the Norm special event malt beverage license for the Bonhomme After Prom fundraiser as presented. Larry has seconded. Any other discussion or questions on that request? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. That motion passes. The next item was the insertion that I had asked for. That's the letter you see in front of you. The request from the Bonhomme After Prom Committee to request the donation from the city for the use of the Springfield Community Center for their upcoming fundraiser. The donation would significantly reduce event costs and allow more funds to go directly to the prom students. And we would acknowledge the city of Springfield and its council as a community partner. Kayla, do you want to fill in? She talked to the other two communities.
Well, I was reading after Megan had brought in this request, and then I had been reading Tyndall's paper and saw that Tabor had donated money towards the prom. And then I called Teresa and Tyndall to see how they had handled their donation, and she said that how they did it was they still had to pay for, like, the liquor license because they weren't having, like, a bar do it or something. I don't know how Tyndall's works. Whereas we have Norm's doing it, they operate under the city's license. But they waived the fee for the rental as, like, their donation.
Do you know approximately how much that was?
If they're using... Big room in Tyndall is 200 approximately, give or take.
That's just a rental.
That's just the rental. Yeah. And Tabor had donated $200 as their part.
The city of Tabor.
The city of Tabor. Yep, it was in their minutes.
Have we ever done anything like this before for a nonprofit fundraiser?
There's a lot of juniors. I was going to say it's juniors.
And that's who.
Yes, yes.
How does our liability insurance, because there is alcohol, it is when we have somebody we rents this for, like, damages, you know?
So in this case, obviously it's Norm's, and so it's clearly in the agreement. It falls under their place.
Okay.
And if somebody, well, in this case, it's stated right there, it's item number
four. I'm kind of torn here because I think it's a wonderful gesture, and I want to support it. I just worry if we are opening a can of worms down the future for other organizations wanting free too. So then I think, what would the cost of this to rent this? I assume they want the kitchen too.
It'd be $120 for
all of it.
All of it. Well, yeah, $120 for the big room and the kitchen. And if they wanted the small room, then it would be $150.
For everything.
For everything. Whereas in Tyndall, their entire building is $200. I did look it up.
I understand your concerns about opening up. I think each case is a little different, but in this case, given the organization and the fact that both other two communities that are involved with this have done so, that certainly is.
And our insurance, if something would happen to the building, and I'm talking about the alcohol, I'm talking about the building, we are covered. I mean, because isn't that something that we do is, if there is, let's say all of a sudden there's a hole in the wall, what do we have insurance to cover that, because we can prove it happened that night or that day? Do we have any? Yes, sir. Don't think you guys.
I guess I'm trying to understand what you're saying, but when you request it as per our things in the agreement that if you're going to have alcohol, you have to have insurance. And so, yeah, if there's damage to the property, it goes to the or in this case, it would go to the firm's because.
Okay.
Yeah, that's actually important. Yeah, and this is not considered. We're not waiving any fee. We're just taking our fee as a cost as a donation to the organization. So essentially, there's zero money change. Yeah, so it's not a request to waive. It's a request to donate. That is our.
So you would see that as a claim, as an official claim for like next year.
That would be what when you say 124.
If they just want the big room and the kitchen, it's 120. If they want the big room, kitchen, and the small room, it's 150.
Okay.
So, and I would like to add this to two things. Number one, I am very glad because they have sent letters before they ask that they are having an event in Springfield. So each town has something. It's not at one. And number two, I know the event that they have planned for is going to bring the town, and so it's another thing that we're having. Whether it's it stays with this organization next year, how it works, I think it's the question on opening the door. That's sort of one. I think it's my answer is it's not a single thing. It's everybody in the family. The donation if we need to do that. This is a known organization, so it's not somebody that just came out of nowhere, so they go there every year. So. And it is it's going to bring some activity and some revenue, and I think potentially a pretty good crowd. Because they do this across the river, that's where the idea came from, and they have pretty good crowds over there. So, in order to get known. That being said, I really like the opportunity that the city, that they came and we can at least get back involved somehow with the school. So, for a relatively expensive thing.
How about I make a motion that we donate up to $150 for the primary use of the community center on February 27th for the Bond Home After Prom Committee. And that way it's up to them if they want to use the small room. Is it available? I guess maybe I better ask that first.
Yes.
If they want the small room, the kitchen, and this room. And so classify it as a donation.
So then the intent is to not actually give them $150. The intent is
to. Did you say the 27th or the 7th?
The 7th.
Okay. I misunderstood you, sorry. Like I was slurring. It's late to get full to my bedtime. Give me about 45 minutes.
Okay, so then the motion made by Cheryl is to donate up to 100 and... to donate up to $150 cost of the rental of the Springfield and Services Center. That is not cash, that is actually services kind of the rental piece. Sure we all understand that. But yes.
I'll check.
We gotta kind of sort through where it's at. Okay, so so the motion made by Cheryl, seconded by Larry, to donate up to $150 for the use of the Sprint and Service Center. February 7th, on home after property event. Any other questions or discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Nay. That passes. They can make their adjustments and finalize their requirements for the facility. And I do believe it's not exclusive, but it is really advertising the ladies' night out. All right, so the next item up is finance office hours, reduced public hours for January 12th through 23rd, 2026. I'll let Amanda explain that.
Mentioned this last month about last year we had done it closer to the end of the year and just hoping to move that a little bit down because end of the year is pretty crazy. And then January, kind of in that middle time, comes up a little bit more time to get those processes done that, you know, the W2 is kind of surrounding our program. So what I am requesting is to approval of the reduced finance office hours to the public from 1 to 5 p.m. on those days between January 12th through the 20th. That also includes the part of the thing
that was in February.
That's President.
Okay.
Make the motion to allow the finance office to have reduce hours between January 12th through the 23rd. Office will be open to the public between 1 and 5 p.m. during that.
Okay. Cheryl's made the motion to approve the reduced finance office hours. January 12th to the 23rd as presented. Caitlin seconded. Any other questions or discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That motion passes. Police?
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you guys.
Yeah, you know how much.
No. All right. Yeah, it's a good thing Garrett's here because this is all bogged up right now. So
everything's all care, huh?
The police policies, which is policy PD 1.0 and beyond, which you have, for approval by the council. The first and probably the only thing I really need to say about these come directly from the insurance company, SDPAA, liability insurance. They are word for word. We have not changed anything. And my recommendation is we not, since they come from the insurance company for our liability insurance, they're
standard set of policy that would be enacted for the police department. We do get credits for this on our insurance as well. So, and we've kind of used a little bit of this in the past already. So it's something that I think had been out there for a couple years. It's the first time we did it. So, and there are 12 policies total.
Well, there are lots more, but these are the 12 critical.
Okay, and have you had a chance to read through all that?
Yes.
Oh, you have?
Yes, I didn't know what you were talking about.
I haven't had a chance to read through all this, and before I say yes, I would like to read through it before the next meeting.
All it is basically like me what you can and can't do and where you can't hit and where you can't.
Yeah, I just don't feel comfortable saying yes. I understand it comes from the insurance company, and it's pretty much what we got to prove anyway, but for me to say yes, I need to read it, and I have not had an opportunity to read it.
Do you have a copy of this, Gary?
Yes.
There's a lot of things in there that obviously don't apply to us. You know, with a one-person police department, how do you have internal affairs?
Correct.
And I don't know if we would need to do something supplemental, but is there a way that we can make it known that since we don't have a public affairs department, this is how those issues would be dealt with? Is that something that's even needed? You know, I'm not entirely sure. And I've only read through the darn thing once, and it just created questions every time I turned the page.
It's pretty complicated stuff.
It is.
We do use a little bit of our preliminary and the use of force, because that's required by the way for him to go to the academy. So, no, there's some very complicated stuff in here. You're right. It's good. I would certainly then ask you to table it and take the time to read through it to understand what is in there, because it is extensive.
Yeah.
But again, it's nothing that's been hooked up locally. This is something that the county have, and we do utilize the sheriff department with it. So that being said, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we've made the motion, Larry, and seconded the table. As presented, that will be on the February agenda. This is one thing that I would probably ask to make sure that we're going to do that. When we have the time, please take the time and go through and ask the questions. Eric's scheduled to go to school here in March. Certainly would like to have this.
One more thing, is that you do have a copy of this, right, Gary?
Yeah.
I think it would be feasible to have him, when he comes to the next meeting, give us your recommendations and your inputs.
I did that with Amanda.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yes. I had to go through that and look through it before it was as drafted.
And so
does this have his recommendations on it? This one that?
Yeah, they're, like I said, they're, Scott had talked about that they're under, that they're directly from the insurance. And it's like an umbrella under the umbrella of the CPA, where it's actually the legal and medical. And there's well over 100 different policies that are available on there, and SCPAA just recommends having these 12 critical ones as an application. And when I had visited with them, they're like, basically just you take this and you put your letterhead reader.
and I asked to keep that in mind too. We just had this discussion on the alcohol piece. This comes from this area underneath there that's done this for a lot of time. So I'm hesitant to
we want to scratch or change something, how that could impact potential liability. But it's important for us to know what it is. Any other questions or discussion? Okay, hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. Okay, so this is tabled, and we'll pick it back. It will be back on the agenda for February. Next item up is the authorization to advertise for our summer employees. I'll cover what we're looking at.
Basically, just our regular request to advertise for those summer employees, which would be the lifeguards, the coaches, the pool manager.
We're going to keep more and stuff on there. Got scratched it last year, I think. So.
Right. There's
some. They're actually here, Rob.
Yep, they're
all ones.
Yeah.
Perfect. So we're good there. So, yep, just basically authorization so we can get those ads out in the paper and say.
Were we going to look at somebody on. Maybe interested in helping them.
That's what I asked. We didn't do it last year. But they kind of get the whole conversation of on his ages and admiring somebody. And that we really need it at this point. But we haven't had, there wasn't success for several years trying to hire in case of them.
We have to be 18 or 16, one more.
It's at least 16. I have to double check it. Maybe. Sorry.
That's embrace.
I guess I was kind of thinking if we could find somebody that would fit in there, that would qualify and want to work the open streets, mowing and stuff.
I don't have my.
Then that frees up a little bit of time for our street crew to work on.
I don't have my pay tape looking, but it stayed on there. Yeah. Stay on there when it's seasonal. If it's on the pay tape, we'll not say we can pretty easy. If not, we would either have to strip that out, we can come back and do it next month. Because we do already have people interested. Just to make sure that we know what we're doing.
I'm making a little bit of the authorization to advertise for summer employees is presented. Okay.
So Caleb made the motion, Steve seconded to authorize the advertisement for summer employees as presented. We definitely know it's pool and coaches will follow up with mowing. If it's not on there, we'll bring it for next month along with what the hourly wage and what any other requirements are for that. Then make the labor.
Does that mean maybe we can get the street? No. Painted for marking?
No, I would.
Yes. And the
privilege. I don't know. I don't necessarily know that he's employed. Maybe that's what he's employed. I can't make you any promises. I'm sorry. But you're correct. We do need. Okay. Any other questions or discussions on that? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So we will get at least that initial what we know out in the paper. And okay, the next item on is a goods and services addition for open records requests. This is a standard. This actually has come from many other areas that you have open records requests, but the time it takes to do it, there's an administrative fee. So this is two things on this request form. One is to make sure that it is specific so that
make a request, you know, exactly what it is for, or as best a description as it can get. And that it falls under the open government laws. And then the second item is to request anybody would like to request a completed and validated petition for office, which does include everybody's addresses and the names that signed it.
And that, that one is based directly on the state's form.
It's the state's form, let's just put it on. They have the same. And the cost for the college open.
We do have on the cost of different services, like an administrative fee of the $25, which covers like the first hour or two. And then anything past that is like the hourly wage of the employee. So I guess my request was to have something specific for this. So then, you know, because administrative can be.
And from my perspective, each one of these, each request is $25 administrative fee in each one. For that. So you can't list three things on this one. It's three sheets and it's $25.
Do we have that only one request? Right, sheet? Is there somewhere on there that it specifically states that? I don't see it.
I was going to say that one.
Yes, I'm wondering what you want it.
No, that specific, no, I do not. But we can.
I think that's in there because that's what you are saying there.
Or write down words of information with respect to the
specific. Yeah.
This is Carol Hagan. May I address something on this?
Yes, please, Carol.
Again, Carol Hagan, 712 Lakeview Circle Drive. I am trying to get an understanding of what this really covers. If it comes to mind, if you are going to be discussing something in a council meeting, and I would like to also get a copy of it, is this saying it'll cost me $25 if even all you do is send me an email with an attachment? And would it be printable on my side?
In regards to the form, yes, the minimum fee would be the $25, which again is we can negotiate on that too. That's fine. It was just kind of standard. But, excuse me, as far as like specifically like the packet, that's all put up on the boards and commissions as well as access on our sites to that leads you to the boards and commissions. So like that type of stuff is public. I mean, we can't charge for minutes and that type of thing. So, and it kind of goes under codified law 1-27. On what can what can be included and what isn't.
Because the specific one that comes to mind, and I know I will be requesting that, is when the council is going to address the 5-year plan for infrastructure projects. I will want a copy of what the council is going to be reviewing.
Sure. So I'll answer that question for you, Carol.
And
I can answer that one really quick. So documents like that are part of the packet that go to the council, and those are public. They're hung out there. You don't have to pay for those or anything else that we might hang out for that. But something like that 5-year capital improvement plan, when it comes around again, when it's on the agenda, it's part of the packet. When the packet goes out, there's a hard copy here, and it gets posted. And so those are free. We've got probably 2 or 3 years worth of those posted already, those packets. So that you would not have to pay for. An example that you might have to, let's say afterwards, if there were some sub-reports in there regarding, you know, an infrastructure inspection or something that's referenced, that could be something that would be charged, because then they would have to go and research that and, you know, make copies. And, yeah, there's a case where they might be able to just sit there and email it, but they have to make sure that you can publish it, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Yeah, go through the whole legal and the, that kind of stuff, so.
Thank you for the explanation, because being able to see some of the things that the council is going to be addressing after I look at the agenda would be nice as an attendee to have my eyes on it also. Thank you.
Sure. Nope, this entire packet is it out there yet?
In the local boards and commissions.
Yep. So. And Amanda, Kayla can get you to the right website if you're not there, where we hang all these. Or you can go through our city website.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so those are our two items for that. Is there any action on those? And again, the administrative fee, we do have some precedent on it. We already have one for things like the prison weddings. They have to get done. That's where the $25 came from, because 3 years ago that was what was decided was a fair price to charge for doing work if I got to marry somebody. So, which anyway, let's go. Sorry. So, is there any action on that, please?
I'll make a motion to approve the open records request fee to the cost of goods and services as presented.
Is there a second?
Okay. Second.
So Larry, so Steve made the motion, Larry seconded it. Add open records request fee to the cost of goods and services. It's the two documents that were presented. Larry seconded. Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. All right, so that passes. Life insurance rates, I'll turn that over to Amanda as well.
So that should be on page 131. That's just our life insurance rates through principal life insurance. And there has been no change in premium, but
we're getting it from the same company, is that correct?
Yep. Same one was that you don't miss.
Motion to approve the 2026
budget. That should be. I'll second.
So there's a motion to approve the 2026 life insurance rates as presented. Motion made by Caitlin, seconded by Cheryl. Any other discussion or questions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. So that's approved. On with those. And the final thing, given that we have had to make an adjustment based upon state law, there's an adjustment to the municipal year calendar. It has now been adjusted so that the municipal year 1 starts January 1st and runs through the first meeting in January to the first meeting in January the following year. The current calendar we have is May, so this adds on some other items, consolidates and condenses a little bit. Once enacted, or to be proven, there's certain things we know that are already on there again, you know, certain travel, conferences, things like that, so they're already in there for that, and you can see those calendar times. So.
Is that March 17th date for the special meeting with the Board of Equalization? Is that confirmed?
No.
No, but this is about the time I do.
Okay. But I was moving everything from here on to my calendar, and that's why I just wanted to make sure.
No, they always come on usually. It's usually before the March meeting, what day of the week
Springfield's going to have a county rep that's coming out of the office.
March 17th works for me.
I will put that request tomorrow.
And we do, well, I think everybody was here last week. We have that meeting regardless. Do you want to know what he submits? I mean, we have the meeting.
Right. And I know we've talked about it before, and it showed up a couple different times last year in the calendar. But this year, there is only one date that would potentially move, and that was being September or for Labor Day. So because of how it fell, it was going to be super late if we did it like the following Monday. So I took the liberty to say September 3rd being the Thursday prior, just so it's not so late.
Well, I thought that's why it was, yeah, like if it's on Monday that we always put it on.
It's the following Thursday,
but unfortunately when Labor Day is September 7th, we got to pay our bills, so it's easier to put it ahead.
Okay.
It's still being in September. Otherwise, it becomes September 11th.
Yeah.
But I think we did that one other time where it got late like that, and we actually got charged a late bill because we were so careful.
Okay.
Because we had passed the pandemic or something like
that. No problem.
No, that's you saying that.
Good idea, though. Looking forward.
But that's still the going thing. If it's a Monday holiday, we...
I know this is 6 months in advance, but just wondering on that June 9th through the 12th finance office, have we talked to Leslie to see if she'd be available that week to help?
Not yet, but okay. I will do that.
Can I make a motion to approve the 2026 fiscal year calendar?
Thank you. It depends.
Well, if you do have anything that comes out of your realm or something,
the motion.
I assume those three.
Yes.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second.
See, all that dark jack and that length of time. All right, so Caitlin's made the motion to approve the 2026 municipal year calendar as presented. Larry has seconded. Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. And that calendar, that motion passes, so that is your calendar. So again, Council members, please put that into your calendar so you know when we have meeting changes. Okay, so I have no other business. We have no other business.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Hold on. Go to the next slide, please. Another reason to go to executive session. So just a reminder, the city offices and departments are closed on Monday, March 19th. January 19th for Martin Luther King Day. And then the next regular council meeting will be February 2nd, 2026, right here. And as you've already approved, the week of the 12th will be, the finance office will be closed public. So please try to get them back to work. With that, I will add one other thing for the council members. I know I talked to a couple. Please do a couple things. If you have a city office or a department that you're there to work with, please make contact and do that. And keep up to date with their reports and see what they're doing. And then please make sure that all the council members, if you need, get up to the water plant. Get hold of Gerald Lesser here and have them walk you through
where we're at. I think sometime, no official date, but I would like to see something this spring, April-ish, where we do have an open house, where we can do that, because we are going to finalize that project this year. We're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah, she gets up.
I just wanted to also, the airport, the looking at having a fly-in,
yes,
towards the end of April.
Yes.
So there will be an open house at the airport, too.
Will they serve pancakes and sausage through there?
I don't know what they're thinking.
The advisory board and probably the bottom flyers will work out if they want to do how they want to do it, yeah.
Because I used to do something out there at the airport.
A long time ago. A few years ago they had pancake feed out there at one time. There's one other thing that I didn't notice when we had the council. It's something that's not on the agenda. I kind of thought the police truck might have been on the agenda tonight. I have done some research. I know you can't believe everything you read on Google, but I did look up Ford trucks. And my recommendation is we take it to the Ford dealer. We have them do a diagnostic testing on it. It looks like 2019, there has been like some computer issues that may be given the problem that you're having. And I'm not saying it doesn't need a new transmission. I'm just saying that's, I think, our first step we need to do is set up an appointment with a Ford dealer and have a diagnostic testing on it. And then go from there. And I did look into transmissions repair and all of that.
And I reached out to HP, and they're looking into options and will let me know when their leadership has discussed them. And I also reached out to Avon that she's going to visit with.
I do have some reservation about borrowing Avon's because if it was vice versa, I don't know if I'd be so receptive to loaning out our vehicle. The thing that I think we need to think about is, if something would happen to that vehicle, not only were we fixing our vehicle, we could end up paying for getting that vehicle fixed too. I think the safest route is staying with the state because we know that. That's my two cents.
So, I have a chance to call up and carry it, so we'll get it serviced. What's going on? The state contract is done for the fiscal year 25, but the final pricing on a leased vehicle, at least a pickup, is probably in the neighborhood of about $47,000 to $48,000 before adding anything else to it. So,
did you look into what, because this is another thing, I did my research again. Ford has their, I think it's the Explorer that they make that is specifically.
That's what we have. Those are.
That's Ford.
Specific vehicles.
Yeah. Okay, and I think Chevy does it with their top.
Yes, those are all on the state contract. Okay. That's the only way we can purchase these vehicles. So, please, sir. It is. It's understandable. The vehicle's been down for a little while. Didn't have some files on it. Here. A little more aggressive driver than the last ones that were in the C2, so that's fine. Things break. We just make sure we get them and get services done and all that kind of stuff. But if we deal with it as it comes. Okay. Happy New Year. Anything else? Steve, don't know how to get out of here.
How should you do
it? Steve made the motion and Caitlin has seconded it. To adjourn, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. It's 8:46. This meeting's adjourned. Thanks for hanging on, Carol.
Yep, have a great evening.
I had a...
Bye-bye.